The new film 13 was co-written by 13-year-old Nikki Reed and first-time director Catherine Hardwicke. It stars Reed, now 15, and Evan Rachel Wood as two L.A. teens succumbing to peer pressure and bad influences. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
You wouldn't guess that 13 was an emotional workout just from its plot. The film is a cautionary bad girl picture, a genre that's been around since before the movies could talk. It's the stuff of laughable 50s juvenile delinquent films and after-school specials. But this one has a way of smashing through your defenses. Consider the opening. Two girls sit on a bed. They both ingested drugs. One tells the other to hit her hard. Five or six blows later, both girls are bleeding and laughing hysterically, and one, the blonde Tracy, played by Evan Rachel Wood, is on the brink of passing out. It's so horrible, it's mesmerizing. It's one of the most bizarre and original ways of dramatizing desensitization and self-abuse I've ever seen. And it's like minute one. 13 jumps back in time 4 months to show us Tracy when she was still a good girl, when she listened to her mom and didn't pierce herself or do drugs or steal or have sex with boys. The instrument of change is Evie, the other girl on the bed, the girl who people can't take their eyes off in the schoolyard. Early in the film, Tracy and Evie size each other up, and the director, Catherine Hardwicke, gives us quick cuts of Evie's chains and studs and Melrose Avenue adornments. This L.A. temptress is played by Nikki Reed, who co-wrote 13 with Hardwicke. The movie is based on Reed's own life, but the producers liked Evan Rachel Wood for the good girl. They liked her willowy body and flawless skin and cool blue eyes. And she does look more conventionally defilable. 13 is the place where old melodramatic formulas and neorealist techniques and up-to-the-minute cultural details combine to make something brutally effective. Tracy's divorced mom, Melanie, is played by Holly Hunter, who turns helplessness into something so active she breaks your heart just by looking at her daughter. She and Tracy just naturally hug and touch each other. And it's when Tracy pulls back and wants a zone of privacy and starts doing things to her body that her mom can't see, that's when the trouble starts. It sounds crudely melodramatic, but it's more complicated than Good Girl Led Astray by Bad Girl. Evie's guardian, played by Deborah Kara Unger, is an alcoholic who mutilates herself with plastic surgery. Evie seems to want a real mom, maybe even Tracy's mom, to whom she reaches out while she's busy driving a wedge between them. In this scene, Evie gets a ride with Tracy and her mom to a hip L.A. boutique, and you can hear Tracy's overwhelming need to peel away from her mother in every word.
Can you take us to Melrose?
Oh, let's go.
Find some really cute platforms or maybe some of that body glitter.
No, Mom, it's okay. You can just drop us off and then go on an errand or something.
Oh. Okay. I guess that'll be all right, maybe for an hour. I have to talk to Evie's mom, though.
Brooke is just my guardian.
Great. Thank you. Hey, wait a minute. I haven't talked to Brooke yet.
Mom, please don't do this to me. This is the best day of my life. I'll kill you if you embarrass me.
The stakes here are insanely high for something so mundane, and the director gives us quick cuts of billboards for clothes and accessories to drive home the magnetic pull of all this teenage girl stuff. Stuff to buy or shoplift, but mostly stuff to want. The images, meanwhile, have their own truth. When Tracy and Evie and another friend walk across the school grounds in their tight jeans with their hard expressions that say, "We're so hot," they're so buoyed up by the power of their new bodies that they're practically weightless. Later, when Melanie seizes her daughter and uncovers her self-inflicted razor cuts and lets out a howl, 13 rises to the level of a primal scream. By then, the color has leached out of the image, and the camera is on top of the actors. You feel you're down with them, fighting for breath. What 13 doesn't show is how it can be important for kids to reject their parents' values and find their own. On the other hand, Tracy is 13, too young to be left to the mercy of the market. This isn't a great drama, but it's a great piece of agitprop. Not lock up your daughters exactly, but do spot checks for piercing.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.